Huh. Right down here on the old Reagan place, down where my daddy died. That there was three fence lines there, over a mile long, that people had hauled. I hauled plenty of them out, and they posted, or sold posters out of some of them.
Yeah.
Straight line of rail, 10 foot long. Some of them 12 foot long. Most of them 10 foot. They taken wide all in and let the cars run out in the woods and all. Done that right at the bowling place. Up to about 21, 22. And then they went to going ahead, get ready to kill a hog or a cow or anything like that. You just kept the cow what you had. And whatever you got up, it was yours.
Yeah.
And they just, people, sometimes, some of them didn't have none and they kept plenty of them. That's what caused the customs reason. They went to taking, making passes, putting them in and, and quit, you know, wiring in their farms and all.
They didn't have stock law then, huh?
Nuh-uh.
I'll be done.
Yeah, they taken one ahead and had them. They run out wild there. Them old cows come out in swamps down there with horns sitting out like that. And them old hogs, I got to be long as that beard there and his nose about that long. And you just get one up and take and fasten them up along in 1st of October. Whatever you wanted to kill, you had to fasten them up in the pen and shot the feet to them.
Yeah.
The killing time comes.
You had to clean them up. You couldn't eat them.
You could. He put them done it, but you could take and put, pass them up and finish fattening them out and let the rest of them run on out.
Can you tell me about what you, how y'all would kill hogs, what you would do with them, that sort of thing?
Yeah, they'd take and go ahead and just get a big bunch together and about a day or two, make a rain, about a day or two before you got ready to kill and get your 10 or 15, just according to how many you're going to kill.
Yeah.
Get the water hot,
yeah.
Have them big old kettles and heat them and get the water boiling and just get out there with the axe. And one fella done the most all the killing, just get in there and I seen him just hit them left and right. One to kill them and the other to stick them.
With a
big old long knife. That one grabbed them, cocked his legs up there and they pop that knife in him and turn him over on the side where he'd bleed. All around they killed, say they had water enough to keep to tend to about 10, they killed 10 and get all them dressed and all, and then they had a bunch out there would be go ahead and wash them down all and gut them, and then that same bunch would go back and kill about 10 more.
Did you ever hear people make anything out of hog blood?
No, I seen them drink it. Plenty of them. I seen them niggas just taking, stick a cup down there and it running out and catch them about a pint. I got to turn it on and drink. I like drinking water. I couldn't do that. Yeah, I said, a big old fat nigga woman there, I seen her drink hard a half a gallon in a day. Well, I'd catch her about a pint, drink it. I go and kill another and on the next one she'd take and catch her one and drink it. Sometimes get a quart jar full and take and drink about half of it and then set it close by the fire where you keep it the temperature in it. The rest of you still go out there and drink it. But I'm going to tell you, I seen them take, save that blood I got and make blood stews out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, blood pudding. I couldn't eat none of that, though. I sure could.
Nasty business.
Yeah, shoot. They take and go ahead and put bread and cracklings and all on, make cook them, they be about that thick. I go and they take and slice a slice off of it. And smell there like hot blood. They come by, you want some? I said, no, I don't believe I want none. I couldn't go that.
And from the head of the hog, they'd take that and make
sauce out of it.
Yeah, right. Sir.
Yeah, take it and make. They take and go ahead and clean all the entrails. And one bunch of clean them and they turn them and skin them and all and take and go ahead and another bunch. The next day, they cut the lard up and they cut their. All the fat trimmings and all like that, grind it up. Some would be grinding it up, running right out there, right the stuff I got, and they taking stuff all the sausage,